Hey, welcome to the Dr. Kiki Ramsey Show. We have another good one for you today. We're going to be talking all about strengths and weaknesses. Which one will you resonate with the most? I'm so excited about this topic because you all know that I am a positive psychologist. I'll explain what that means to you in just a minute. But baby, as a positive psychologist, I really lean towards strengths. So we're going to get into it today because a lot of y'all only want to talk about weaknesses, but we are going to dig into it and how knowing both your strengths and weaknesses will help you. All right, stay tuned right after this. All right. So listen, I have been on what I consider a whole world tour full of speaking engagements in Canada and Dallas and Boston and goodness, Denver. And I mean, you name it, Washington, D.C., Atlanta. I have been everywhere over these past couple of weeks, and I have been spreading the word about positive psychology, positive thinking, just understanding your meaning and purpose. And it's been beautiful. It's been absolutely amazing. If you had a chance to see me live and in person, shout out to you. Thank you for dancing with me because that's what I do in all of my presentations because I love dancing. So why not do what I love to do? And so I'm really excited about it. But more so even today, we're really going a little bit deeper when I talk about strengths and weaknesses, because as you all know, most of us have learned how to work on our weaknesses. That's mainly what we have learned in business and even in our personal lives. Let's work on your weaknesses. You don't know how to, you know, speak in public. Let's work on that. You don't know how to be outgoing and you're shy. Let's work on that and let's change you. But I have another way to think about it. Why don't we focus on strengths, right? Why don't we focus on what's already good with us? Because what's already good with us is already good with us. And it comes naturally, right? What I call this is positive psychology. So I've asked the question so many times in all of my keynotes, how many of you have ever heard of positive psychology? And I get a couple of hands. And when a person does know about psychology, there's an instant love affair between us because I'm like, oh my God. But here's the thing. You probably know more about positive psychology than you think you do. And I'm going to share that with you. Positive psychology is really the study of what goes right with you. It is the study of the good life. What makes you thrive? What makes you already awesome and amazing? That person that you already are, those good aspects of you, that's what positive psychology is. It is a strengths-based approach, a strengths-based perspective. And so what do you need to do? You need to learn what your strengths are, first of all, right? Because a lot of times we feel like what we do good comes natural to us, so we don't think it's a strength. But let me just tell you, it is a strength. Because everybody can't do what you do, right? I understand that not everybody can get up on the stage and command an audience and dance and do all those awesome things that I do while I'm on stage, right? I understand that. Like my communication is definitely a strength for me. And it's something that I continue to cultivate year after year. Now that I got to work on it, like, oh my God, this is a weakness. So I got to work on it. I just cultivate it. I keep getting better and better and better because it's something that already comes naturally to me, right? So if you are here with me today, go ahead and place your name and where you're tuning in from in the chat. I love to give you a little shout out. So that's strengths. Weaknesses are those things that you might show up and they may be a little bit more difficult for you. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to learn how to be a great speaker in public, because I think it's a beautiful, wonderful skill that can take you a long way. But you may be better behind the scene, right? You might be a rock star behind the scene. Why have to torture yourself all the time to be able to be in the front, right? It's just one of those things that you have to decide for yourself. But here's the thing about positive psychology. A lot of people think that when it comes to positive psychology, it's just this frou-frou, pie in the sky, positive thinking, nothing else matters. And that's not at all what positive psychology is. The onus that positive psychology states, and the statement that we state is, why not put as much emphasis on your strengths as you do your weaknesses? I mean, mind blowing, right? Why not put as much emphasis on cultivating your strengths as you do with developing your weaknesses? And the reason why this is so important is because a lot of times we really do forget. We forget that there are so many good things about us. I mean, it's not easy. It's not hard to forget, right? Like, we have so many things going on in our world, so many things that, you know, need to be fixed, that it's very easy to actually go the negative route, figure out that the cup is half empty versus half full, right? It's really easy to do that because there are so many things that are negative that are going on in our world. But I would suggest that don't combat with negative, right? Combat negative with positive. And you know a lot about positive psychology. You've heard terms like the science of happiness. I study happiness. I study what makes people and leaders and women fulfilled in their lives and at work every single day, right? I study happiness. So you've heard of the science of happiness. You've heard of resilience. You've heard of thriving and grit and all those beautiful terms, positive emotions. So you've heard of positive psychology. So it's just really the study of what goes right with you, the study of your strength. And that's what I want to impart on us today. Now, as I just said, we're not so far to the right? Well, I don't know which way it is for you all. So it's not that we're so far to the right or left. We want a healthy balance of both, right? We want a healthy balance of both. And so that's why today I wanted to talk about knowing your strengths and your weaknesses and how they both can help you. Because I truly believe that understanding them can help you navigate this life we call life, right? This world that we call our own, because we all are here. We're all navigating all these challenging issues that are going on today, right now. So one of the things I say for you in terms of strengths is take a strengths assessment. Take a strengths assessment. There are some that are free. There are some that are paid. But go take that strengths assessment. I love the VIA Character Strengths Assessment. It is a free assessment that you can go, you can take online, and you can get your character strengths. Because, honey, I truly believe that what we have in our country is a human problem. And so I think that character has a lot to do with the way you lead and the way that you lead your at work and the way that you lead at home. I just think character has a lot to do with it. Right. But there's so many beautiful strengths finders, like the Clifton Strengths Finder. There's so many out there that you can take and you can identify your strengths. That is the first step that you want to do. You need to know what they are. You may already have an idea of what your strengths are. And so, like, one of my major strengths is zest. I'm going to show up zesty all the time. It comes natural for me. Imagine if you were my husband. Because, you know, Beyonce say, I won't go like this. That's me. I can't help it. But I use this as a tool to run my life, to impart goodness upon other people and the work that I do. I show up zesty. I also, one of my strengths is humor. I kind of think I'm a little funny. You know what I'm saying? And if you're in my audience, you might think I'm funny too. But I use humor, especially during tough times, because boy, have we had some tough times lately, right? And so I use humor to combat all of those tough times that I'm having in my own personal life, in my work, and it comes naturally to me. I can naturally crack a joke with my colleagues or my friends, and it makes everybody laugh. And I love that about my strength. I know that not everybody is always naturally funny, but you need to find out what those strengths are. I might have just thought that, oh, you know, I'm funny here on occasion and stuff like that. That's just a thing. No, it actually shows up as a strength for me, right? It shows up as a strength for me. Another one is spirituality. That shows up as a strength for me. I love God, right? You know, I am God's girl. Like, I love the fact that I love God and that I don't hide my faith in all that I do, because I understand that God is, he's the center of my life and he allows me to be able to do what I do, right? So spirituality shows up as a strength. Although I might not be talking directly about God and all of my keynotes and all of my stuff, if you know me, you might be able to feel it in me, right? And so that shows up for me as a strength. And so I know them, so I'm willing to cultivate them and understand that, oh, this is how I automatically show up. So I want to ask you, what are some of your strengths? How are you showing up in the world? How are you, you know, really walking into a room and showing up? I think you need to know that, because however you're doing that, you need to continue to do more and more and more of that. You need to do more of that. Well, what about weaknesses? We all got them, child. Like, weaknesses are not going anywhere. We're always going to be talking about weaknesses. We're always going to be trying to fix weaknesses in our lives. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, right? That is fine. There's nothing wrong with trying to work on your weaknesses. But as I have grown in business, one of the things that I do, and in life for that matter, one of the things that I do is I hire for my weaknesses, right? Like, I know for a fact that I am not an expert at everything. Like, honey, if I was, woo, your girl would be expensive, okay? Right? Like, really, really expensive. But I hire for my weaknesses. I mean, I, you know, Nicole, she's my administrative assistant, my executive assistant. Like, she does so many things to keep me together. And I hired her because she has an expertise at organization and keeping me on track, and then telling me sometimes when, Kiki, you doing the most, okay? And so that's another one of my weaknesses. I am so driven that sometimes I'm team too much. I'm team too much for everybody sometimes, right? Especially my kids and my husband. And so sometimes I have to really pull it back and really understand that, okay, let's take one thing at a time right now. You can't do all the things. And pulling back is not a bad thing, right? Focusing on one or two things is not a bad thing. And so one of my weaknesses is that sometimes I go so hard that I don't realize until I've gone too far. And then we have too many projects and things that are going on. And then I have to cut back drastically, which affects everybody, right? Me knowing that about myself is a good thing. And I do consistently work on it, but I also understand that I need help. And a lot of times we need help in order to rectify some of our weaknesses. And so I've learned that over the years. And so I cut back and I literally hire for the things that I'm not good at, you know, because when you run a company and sometimes when you're all the different positions, it's hard. So you have to hire. You have to get to a place where you can solicit help. It might not even be somebody you got to hire. Maybe you can get somebody to volunteer, intern, whatever. You have to get help sometimes. That can be another weakness of mine, is not asking for help when I need it. Y'all, we all need help. We absolutely all need help. And I am the first to say that I be needing help. And sometimes I don't ask. And so sometimes I have to sit back and be like, all right, let me look at this list right here that I got going on. Who can I ask to do some of these things, to take these things off of my plate? So sometimes it's Nicole, sometimes it's Jamil, my husband, sometimes it's my sister, sometimes it's Nana and Grandpa, my best friend, whatever. I have to then sit down and ask for that help, and so do you. But understanding my strengths and weaknesses help me to thrive every single day. Yes, hire for your weaknesses, Joyce. Absolutely. We have to do that, right? And so this is why I want you to know both. So I want you to sit down and, number one, I want you to take some kind of assessment, some kind of strengths assessment, whether it be the VIA character strengths assessment, Clifton Finder's assessment. There are so many out there. You can look them up. You can find one that resonates most with you, and you can take that assessment and figure out what your strengths are. Then I want you to sit down and really think about what you're not awesome at, that you've been trying to perfect and perfect and perfect. And try to ask yourself, is this something you can hire for? Is this something that you can hire for? So let me give you another example. with me being on the road a lot, with, you know, having small kids, Mackenzie and Trey are like 3 and 5. And so sometimes cleaning up ain't always the first thing to come around my house. But here's the thing. I like a clean house, but I don't always have time to do it. Right. And my husband's busy. He's doing his things as well. So I hired a house cleaner because guess what? I need and want a clean house. It's not my strength to have it clean all the time, every day. So I hired somebody to come in a couple of times a month to help us out with that. Right. Before that, I used to argue with Jamil about cleaning the house. Neither one of us had time. So we used to argue about the house not being clean. And I'm like, this is ridiculous, right? This is so ridiculous. We need to figure out a way that it's not going to put strain on the both of us. And that was us hiring somebody, right? And I just think that we need to think about those things in our lives. I used to try to do all of my graphics for all of my social media posts. And I used to try to post and do all the things on my social media and stuff like that. And I hired a social media manager, Jordan. Hey, Jordan. And I hired, you know, graphics people off of Fiverr, right? Like, we have to understand that we don't have to do every single thing in our lives ourselves if we're not great at it. I'm not the best graphic designer, right? I am not that person. So somebody else can do the job better than myself. The other thing is, right, with my sister locks, like I have sister locks. My daughter has sister locks. If any of you want to know anything about sister locks, you could just look it up. But these are very intricate and they take time to actually do. So I don't have the time nor the expertise do I want to learn how to do it. There are classes out there to teach you how to do sister locks. There's tons of classes. And I even got stopped while I was in a store one time because my daughter's hair was looking beautiful. And somebody said, oh my goodness, are you going to learn how to do them? No, this is absolutely not. It is not my expertise. And I do not have the time. I don't want to. I don't even have the desire to learn how to do them, right? Absolutely not. I want to stick with what I know that's a strength for me, right? I can do my own hair, but do I want to make it a thing? No. Stop doing all these things. I wrote down something because I really wanted to make sure that I say this. Got the Crowder in the house. I wanted to make sure I said this. Stop trying to be a little good at everything and instead focus on what comes natural to you. Woo-wee! Come on, Dr. Kiki. Stop trying to be good at every little thing that's going on in your life, but instead focus on the things that come natural to you. I mean, that is powerful. That's powerful. Because we're always trying to focus on, oh, I got to go fix this. I got to fix that. I got to fix this. Instead of saying, you know what? I'm naturally energetic and bubbly and zesty. Let me use this to my ability. I have a love of learning. How can I utilize this love of learning to get this job done over here or to figure out this over here that I don't know? Right? Simple. Simple. So by understanding both your strengths and weaknesses, there's a couple things that I want you to know about. Number one, you are able to enjoy your job a whole lot better. Why? Because you understand. You understand what you're good at and you understand what you're not so good at. And when you understand those two things, you can work within your job or your business so much more effortlessly because you understand where you fit in at, what you might need to hire for, and what you can do. It's a beautiful thing to really understand and able to enjoy your job. Now that I have the supports in place with my organization, PCADDY, I enjoy what I do so much better because I'm not coming to work having to do all the administrative, you know, tasks that I have to do, right? I got plenty of stuff to do. My job is to be out there meeting you in person, right? I'd rather be on stage talking to you. I'd rather be coaching you in a coaching session, not doing all this paperwork and keeping up the back office. That's not where I want to be at. So I can enjoy what I do so much more because I understand what I'm good at and I understand that what somebody else is good at. So that's number one. Number two, it creates a better sense of belonging and team cohesiveness. When you understand what you're good at and what you're not good at, you feel like you belong on a team. And especially, like, hold on, if it's especially everybody else understands their weaknesses and their strengths, that team is tight, right? You're tight because you can then lean on each other for what you need from each other based off of what you're good at and what they're good at, right? It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Third thing is it gives you a sense of purpose and confidence. Let me just tell you, baby, me knowing what I'm strong at gives me so much confidence. I can walk in a room and I can understand that I know who I am and what I bring to the table. I'm not intimidated because I know what I'm strong at, right? And I prepare, right? I prepare before I go. I conjure up, like, you know, my strengths so that I can cultivate them. And I put those weaknesses to the side because they don't belong where I'm about to go. A lot of us get so super scared going into a situation and going into something, you know, that really scares us. Now, let me just say this. There are so many things that do scare us. I still get scared. Even when I walk up on stage, I still get a little nervous because my goal is to make sure that at least one person leaves presentation impacted. One coaching client leaves a session feeling empowered, impacted. One student leaves my class feeling like they can go change the world, right? That is my goal. So I'm naturally nervous because I want to do a good job. But at the end of the day, I know what I'm working with. I know what I'm coming with. I don't let my weaknesses lead. I always try to conjure up and cultivate my strengths so that they lead. So many of us are allowing our weaknesses to lead our lives because we don't even understand how to focus on strengths. So my goal is to give you a new perspective on life and for you to really understand what your strengths are so that you can walk in those versus only focusing on the negative. Because, baby, let me just tell you this. Your weaknesses, they're going to be there whenever you're ready for them. Whenever you're ready for them, they sit right over here looking at you like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going anywhere. And you can continue to work on them. And I think that that's fine. And that's good, right? But they ain't going nowhere. So why let them rule? And why not let them lead when you have the choice to show up with your strengths? I used to show up thinking that I was an imposter for everything that I do in my life. But at the end of the day, when I decided that I was going to learn all about my strengths, I don't show up like that anymore. I choose to show up every single day as the strong person walking in the strengths that I absolutely have for myself. And then lastly, it allows you to communicate in a way that is empowering, that is absolutely empowering. And it makes me so excited because we need something in our lives, right? We need to be able to communicate. We need to be able to talk to people and get our point across. And when you understand what you're good at and what you're not, you can really, really be empowered to communicate in such a way that you can change somebody's life. You can even change. I mean, like, you literally can change somebody's life. I talk about in my keynote all the time that communication changes lives, and it does, right? There used to be this saying a long time ago when we were children, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt me. And that's a lie. Words hurt. They are painful. They are so, so, so painful. So if you learn how to communicate based on what you're good at, where would we be? What would we be in organizations around diversity, equity, and inclusion? I think we would be in a much, much better place. So with that being said, I hope that this has given you a better perspective on understanding strengths and weaknesses and how knowing both of them can help you. I want us to start not only focusing on strengths, but really, I mean, focusing on weaknesses, but really focus on strengths, because it's the strengths that you lead by that can actually change your life and change other people's life for the better. And I just really want you to be able to understand that you can create your own happiness, right? It is a choice for you to do so. And that's what we want to do, is help you create your own happiness at life and in work. So if you've enjoyed this show today, please share it. Share it with somebody, a friend, a colleague, because I think that we all need to really begin to show up from a place of strength and not only just focus on what we're bad at, right? What we're not good at. I think that we can do better than that. All right. Well, until next time, I look forward to seeing you all. Hit me up on all of the social medias. I look forward to your comments. Take care.